KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies and 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny and breezy today with a high near 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak police Sunday arrested 31-year-old Nicholas John Henry Strait of Red Oak. Strait was taken into custody at around 6:12 p.m. on a Carroll County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The Iowa Department of Transportation reports this morning that intermittent lane closures can be expected on Interstate 80 in both directions between exit for the Highway 173 and Iowa Exit 83. That's over by the Adair area. And again, that's because of construction. The one lane will be closed intermittently, so do expect that if you're planning to drive there through today. And a public hearing will be held during this evening's meeting of the Exira EHK School Board. The hearing, which will take place shortly after the start of the meeting at 6 p.m. in the conference room of the Elkhorn Building, is with regard to the 2019-2020 district budget. Separately, a Habitat Trip presentation will take place in the cafeteria. In other business, the Exira EHK School Board will discuss and or act on several administrative matters, including but not limited to approval of the 2019-2020 budget, approval of a 6th through 12th grade principal candidate, approval of the certified teacher's salaries and staff and administration salaries, approval of the wrestling program for 2019 and 2020, and approval of an outfield fence for the baseball field. Also, the Cam Community School District's Board of Education, I should say, will hold a public hearing this evening on the proposed 2019-2020 certified budget for that district. The board's regular meeting and the hearing are set to begin at 6:30 p.m. in the High School Media Center and will be preceded at 6:15 by board visit to Mrs. Shelley Miller's classroom for a brief presentation from the digital media class. During the board meeting and soon after the public hearing on the budget, the Cam School Board will act on adopting a budget resolution and the 2019-2020 certified budget. They'll also consider and or act on approval of continued operational sharing agreements with the Mattaway Valley School District, approval of an art teacher sharing agreement with the Griswold School District, reviewing and acting on the purchase of a school vehicle, approval of an AEA purchasing agreement, and approval of a 2017 district audit report, among other matters. Voters in a section of Adams County will head to the polls tomorrow, Tuesday, to decide who will fill the Supervisor District 5 seat vacated by Carl McCarty. The candidates include Republican Bobby J. Baker Maines, current appointee Democrat Corey B. Moore, and two persons nominated by petition, Karen A. Carlson and Tim Peterson. The polls will be open Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Voting is limited to those voters who reside in District 5, Prescott. A person who is eligible to register to vote may do so on Election Day at the polling place for the precinct in which they live. You must complete a voter registration form, sign an oath, and provide acceptable proof of both identity and residence. And all voters are required to provide an approved form of identification at the polling place before they may receive and cast a ballot. If you have any questions, you can contact the Adams County Auditor's Office at 641-322-3340. Authorities in Ringgold County said over the weekend a pursuit that began in Missouri Saturday night resulted in the arrest of a man from Mount Air. A little after 11 p.m., Worth County, Missouri authorities requested assistance from the Ringgold County Sheriff's Office with a vehicle pursuit that had entered Ringgold County on Highway 169 south of Redding. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office was also requested to assist with the pursuit. The Adams County Sheriff's Office responded as well. The pursuit ended 1 mile north of Delphos at the intersection of 255th Street and 170th Avenue. The suspected driver, 42-year-old A.J. Miller of Mount Air, was taken into custody following a brief foot chase. After entering the ditch, the canine Hecky was deployed and alerted to the substance methamphetamine found in the mud where Miller was taken into custody. Hecky was also deployed for a canine sniff of the vehicle, where he also alerted to verifying the presence of drug paraphernalia. Miller faces charges that include felony possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, felony eluding, and a felony charge of failure to affix a drug tax stamp. He was being held without bond in the Ringgold County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. In the funeral announcements, Carla Annette Jonk, age 58, of Hancock, died Thursday at her home. Celebration of life service for Carla Jonk will be today at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Carolyn Lee Adams, age 74, of Menlo, died Thursday at her home. Memorial services for Carolyn Adams will be today at 2 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Orrin Plegman, age 82, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Orrin Plegman will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Joyce Hansen, age 85, of Bagley, died Friday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Joyce Hansen will be Thursday at 3 o'clock at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Phyllis Ann Monahan, age 76, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Phyllis Monahan will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Betty Specht, age 77, of Westphalia, died April 4th at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. Services for Betty Specht will be held at a later date. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Deborah Cross, age 63, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Deborah Cross are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lorraine Nichols, age 93, of the Cumberland and Creston areas, died Saturday in Kansas City, Missouri. Funeral services for Lorraine Nichols are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Frank Reyna, age 79, of Walnut, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Frank Reyna are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.